Amen. I love the Holy Spirit and how he works, because what did we just do? What did Pastor Kev just have us do? Take our worries, etc., and put them in our hands and lift them up. And he used the word 4 or 5 times, the word trust. Trust. And that's exactly what I want to open with this morning. Oh my. Isaiah 50. We don't have a psalm now in our reading through the Bible in a year, but instead we're substituting with Isaiah. And Isaiah 50 talks about people who do not walk in the will of the Lord. They really don't. And so they're found wanting, and they're found in miserable situations. And God says that he tried to talk to them, and they wouldn't listen to him. And so Isaiah 50 verse 10 says, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. So that's the instruction. If we want to be saved, if when we're not trusting him, if we're in a swither, our minds are in a swither, what do we need to do? We need to stop, listen to him, trust in him, and then stay upon him. I believe that this portion of Scripture, kind of God is trying to draw a line in the sand and say, okay, you can be on this side or you can be on my side. Make a decision, and you can't just stay on that line, but jump off onto my side is what he's saying. He's telling of what happens to the people who absolutely depend on themselves. And it mentions that. How many times have we been guilty of that? Do you ever depend on yourself, huh? You can do it. You can make it work. You can bring it together. You can make it happen. And so many times, the bottom line is, no, we can't. We don't. We can't. So let's just face it, and let's put our trust in him instead of in ourselves, because all we do is let ourselves down. And then we end up in depression, and that isn't what God wants for us. He wants us really trusting in him. Sometimes he lets us go into hard situations merely to get our attention. And when we finally turn and look to him, oh, how circumstances change, or we change in the circumstances, one or the other. The word trust, there's two key words. That would be trust and stay. And trust means batak, and it means to trust or have confidence in, to be secure in. In other words, you just put all that anxiety and roll it up in a ball and just throw it up to him and move out of the way. He'll catch it. You don't have to take it back. And then to stay on him, it means to lean on him. In other words, lean on him. Give him the problems. Take that handful and then lean on him. He will take care of it for us. You know, we have that beautiful portrayal of this in the artist's rendition of there only being one set of footprints in the sand. There's only one set, and he's carrying us, and how precious it is. So let's stand and let's say this from both translations. Let's first say it from King James, and then let's say it from the Message Bible. It's a short, it's even a part of a sentence. I took just a part of a sentence, but how powerful can only a phrase from the Word of God can change our outlook. So that's why we need to stay in his Word and keep ourselves stayed and fixed on him. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Here's what. Trust in God. Lean on your God. Amen. Very and good. That's why Christmas is so special. God sent us a Savior in Jesus Christ. So I'm so glad to be celebrating Christmas music this morning. Because of Jesus, we can lean on him.
Very good.